What's up, guys? It's A100 Savage, and today we are talking about Robin, Tim Drake Robin. Now, if you haven't heard or haven't seen in recent, very, very recent news, Tim Drake. Now, what I was thinking on was, what is it, Tim Drake, the dude who does the voice for Robin? Was that his name? Or is it his character name that plays Robin, like, you know, Bruce Wayne, Batman, Tim Drake, Robin, which I didn't honestly know that Robin even had a name, because, like, it's always just been Batman and Robin, Bruce Wayne, Batman, Robin. And now I guess his name is actually Tim Drake, which I'm not really a big comic head. So to me, it really doesn't make sense, you know, on how I'm going to go break it down about that over there, you know. Now, I'm not here to talk about the actual thing of comic books, because I'm not really into comic books like that. Even though I'm a strong fan of comic books, I'm just going to let you know right now, Tim Drake as Robin, Tim Drake, the character, fictional character that doesn't really exist as a real person, has came out as bisexual. So that means right now the people in DC, not the Washington DC, but DC Comics, have written into the script that Tim Drake is bisexual. Now, I get what you're saying. Maybe, you know, someone who is bisexual can identify with Robin because that's what they went through. But they, truthfully, you didn't go through what Robin went through of being second best to Batman for years upon years upon years upon years. So you really truly don't know anything about being Robin, but at least you have someone to identify with as a bisexual. Now, that's one thing that I can understand. Now, what I don't understand is why they keep pushing this gay agenda so hard. If you're gay, be gay, my dude. I'm not against gay people. That has nothing to do with my day. I don't speak out against gay people like, oh, you guys are this, you guys are that. That doesn't affect my day in any way. So when I see something like this, the only reason why I'm truthfully speaking about this is no hate at all, but don't shove it down our kids' throats with Tim Drake is gay or bisexual when he doesn't even really exist. Gays and bisexual people and trans or anything like that, they all exist in real life and go through real problems. So to me, when I hear that you are making cartoons or any type of, you know, fictional character become gay, if you're not going to show what it's like to be a gay man, if you're not going to show what it's like to be bisexual and the things that you have to go through as a gay man or woman, then don't even try. Don't just say, oh, because it's popular and Robin really has no clout at all, let's just put him out as bisexual. That'll at least hit the media and have everybody talking about it and have the LGBTQ, I'm sure I got the letters wrong, come out and say, oh, yay, you know, we have something over here today in gay news. This is what it is. No, man, like, I mean... This is the only way I would fully 1000% just shut up about it would be if themselves, like, I'm talking about complete gay people who are doing whatever they do. Because like I said, when you say gay people, trans people, they're all people. They're real people. So if you're going to show anything like that, I want to show the true struggles of being gay. Period. That's ultimately what it is. You can't be a straight man or woman and know what it feels like to try and be a trans male or woman. It's impossible. They went the distance with this. So you can't act like you know until they tell you the story. You have literally no clue. Even if that was your brother, your sister, whoever's right next to you, that doesn't matter. You still don't know exactly how they truly feel. So don't just say it because it's popular. If you're going to be that way, I want the actual community to create their own platform and create their own cartoon or TV show or whatever it is for them, so that way people can fully understand what it's like to be that way. They have it for everything else. It would not be that hard to do the same thing for the LGBTQ community. I'm sure I missed some letters and I apologize. Anyways, make sure you follow me. Make sure you update yourself on the podcast and keep yourself updated. And make sure you favorite it. Have a good day. Peace.